Welcome back, travelers, to your referral roadmap. This podcast is dedicated to helping you unleash your personal and business revenue potential by cultivating referral relationships. In this 10-part series, we're diving into the dynamic realm of target markets. We'll be exploring how understanding and effectively tapping into target markets can be a key driver of success, offering insights and strategies to master this essential aspect of your business. Today, we'll be discussing creating content that resonates serving your target audience with our special guest, Tim Turner. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks.
Of course. Great, yeah. So here. Tim, we're happy to have you. And Tim is Athena's business partner in both Turner & Son Homes and Athena Captain Coaching. I know he has a ton of nuggets of knowledge to share with us today. But before we kick off that interview, Athena, I think you had a story to share with us today. Is that right?
I do. But I first have to say, I'm so excited. The man, the myth, and the legend is here. Those of you who follow me, you have maybe like, I've never even heard of this guy, right? And the people who are my coaching clients, Jada, they're always like, you talk about this guy and how he helps and comes up with these theology and helps you build these businesses, but where is he? And so he's here, everyone. He's real. I didn't make him up. He's not a figment of my imagination. So I'm so excited for you guys to get to hear from him today. And by the way, you're going to get to see he's the engineering level-headed yin to my yang. So I can say a little praise for him that he has to deal with me on so many levels. But before we get to him, you guys know I just got to tell you this story. So I just want to ask you, have you ever opened up an email or a website and felt like, oh my gosh, they're talking to me? And or you felt like, did they get in my brain? And or you're like the opposite. You need a product or service and you open up an email and you're like, they don't get me at all. Or they don't know me. They don't see me. And that's what we're talking about today, because we've all felt that. So what we want you to think about is you are driving right now. Maybe you're on your treadmill. Maybe you're on a walk. Again, you know, I want you to save this episode so you can take some notes, because we're going to have some great information from Tim Turner. But ask yourself this, travelers. When people come to your website, are they seeing themselves? Do they feel seen, heard, and understood? And I want to give you a real life example of that. So recently, I have been looking for a particular product. And everywhere I looked, I was like, oh. And by the way, I'm 50, and it was makeup for women over 50. And I kept going and I'm looking for this makeup. You're like, what a random thing. But I'm telling you, when you're over 50 and you're on camera, it's a real need. So I'm looking out here and I'm looking at all these makeup lines and everything, the women are clown-esque makeup. I'm serious. Clown. I'm just like, not natural. It's just caked on. And that's not who I am. It doesn't resonate with me. I don't have time to do all that artistry every morning. You know, I have to be efficient. I'm lucky to get my hair curled. And so finally, I keep looking and I find this one. And literally the headline was, are you sick of caked makeup? Do you want to age gracefully? And I was like, hey, that's me. And so I finally went in and started looking at it. Interesting enough, it was created by a dermatologist, because anyway, their claim is all that's not all that good for us to be caking all that on every day. But what it did is it made me feel like somebody understood that I didn't want to have to do that. But I needed to look good enough not to need a filter. So I want to ask again, is your product or service making people feel like you get them? And that's where we're going to go deep into today with Tim Turner, because in his business at Turner & Son Homes, that's what he did. So he's going to give you practical strategies on exactly to do what this makeup company did for me. So excited. But you guys know, before we get into the interview, I know there's some of you who are skeptics and you guys are like, hey, I want the facts and figures. Give me the data. That's nice, Athena, but I want the facts. So I'm going to hand it over to my co-host, Jada. Give us the facts and figures.
I mean, you know, we always love a good feeling, but we also got to have the facts to back it up, right?
Exactly.
So in a survey completed by the director of organic search at Semrush, the respondents stated that the following factors led to success in their content marketing. So some of those factors are creating more content and posting more often. 55% said that that led to higher success rates, improving the quality of our content, making it more valuable. So leaning into that target market, it's only valuable to the people that it's valuable to, 53%. Creating more research-driven content, 37% stated that that helped their success rate. And then 36% said paying more attention to keyword research. 35% said analyzing search intent for our content. 30% said improving technical SEO on our website. And 24% said building topic clusters and content hubs that were relevant.
Hold on. I want to stop you there because those are some great stats. The thing is, how do you know your keywords or that good content or create a cluster if you don't know your target market?
Exactly. Right? And that is what we're going to hop into. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Got it.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I will make sure that that research is in the show notes below. But I also wanted to share that HubSpot reports 96% of video marketers believe that video has enhanced users' understanding of their product or service, which is a desire of all business owners, I hope,
yep.
to be more understood. And then an annual growth in unique website traffic is almost 8 times higher for content marketing leaders.
So, wow,
that's pretty crazy. 8 times higher traffic growth by investing in the quality content marketing strategies that speak to your target audience. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. And again, that research will be in the show notes below. But Athena, where does the rubber meet the road on this?
Well, first of all, based on your statistics, we need to know who we're talking to create those clusters, right? And the other thing is, it sounds like we need to do video. 96% believe that it gives us an 8 time. So, you know, we've got to do the video. By the way, I used to shy away from that, and now we understand the impact. So today we're going to talk about how do we create some of those videos and why we want to create this content. I want to explain before we talk to Tim, what is our desired outcome? So as business leaders, sales leaders, and managers, right? All of us. What do we want? Why do we care about this? Number one, it generates leads, conversion, and creates revenue. How often do you guys say, I wish I had more commission? I wish my sales were stable. I wish I could manage my sales team better, right? All of those things, creating the right content will help those things. Number two, we want brand authority. In order for you to have brand authority to be known, liked, and trusted by your audience, we need to make sure that we're communicating to them. So these are the desired outcomes. Three, drives traffic to your website. That's where we talked about SEO. You've got to differentiate yourself, go niche. We've talked about that in this series in order to get that traffic to your website. Also, niche target marketing, creating the right content, bringing those people in is more cost effective, right? Revenue is a problem. Cash flow is a problem in any business. So getting this message right helps you get in front of the right people, get those conversion rates, and save yourself marketing dollars. I just will add that some business person I know once spent $100,000 on a billboard. They got him 0 leads. I won't say who that was. But that was before he learned what he's sharing with you today, right? So that's not cost effective. Right, Tim? Not cost effective.
That's correct. Yes. That's
correct. Awesome. Number five, what we want is we want to build relationships during and after the sale. And you might be like, well, we do that through the interaction. We also do that by content, right? We do that by content. The other thing, this is also measurable. So Jada is part of a team and she leads a team where we have to measure all the results so we know what we're doing. So the more unique and niche down the content, then she knows which ones are getting movement, which ones aren't, right? So content allows you to see what actually is working for you. So it's measurable. And the last result we want, it allows the audience to feel emotionally like you get them. And people buy emotionally. So these are the outcomes. So I hope you wrote those down. If not, you know, save this podcast, write those down. Those are the attributes that we're looking for. Now, where the rubber really meets the road, and let's talk to Tim Turner of how he actually got these results. You guys ready? Woo! I feel like we got to have some clapping going on.
Can I have a drum roll, please?
I know. Woo! All right. So, Tim, this is fun because I got to be on this journey with you. And so these are kind of really fun. But my first question, were you naturally knowledgeable about the need to focus on content for our target market?
No.
I wanted you to say it. No, right? The billboard.
In my mind, I thought, is that a trick question? No. Emphatic no.
Absolutely not. Because I wanted to start there because I wanted you guys, if you're listening, this was not something that Tim went to marketing school and just was gifted at. I would say he was the polar opposite, right, Tim?
Yes. The opposite of gifted. Yes.
So how did,
whatever that is.
How did you go from $100,000 billboard, zero results, non-gifted? How did you learn the power of this tool?
Well, you know, the answer is really boring, but I read a book. I mean, you know, when you reach a certain level of, let's just call it desperation, you know, you'll do whatever, you do anything, try anything. So, but yeah, I read a book. That book, it's called They Ask You Answer. Marcus, I'm drawing a blank on his last name. Anyway,
Jada will have it in the show notes for us.
But Jada, thank you, Jada. So yeah, I read the book and started to execute what the book said. That's how I learned it. I just did what somebody else said said worked. And it did. It took some time, but it did.
So will you give us just an abridged version? I mean, obviously we will have a link, an Amazon link to that book for you, listeners. Mm-hmm. But Tim, if we wanted to cheat on a test, tell us what the abridged version was.
Okay. So the abridged version is create as much content. And in this case, it was written blogs. Create as much content as you possibly can.
There you go.
And post it as frequently as you possibly can. The content, number one, it's creating a lot of volume, right? Because the search engines like that and all kinds of stuff. But the other thing is the kind of content that you create. It's not salesy. It's just information. It's just what would my client think is helpful as they go on their journey. And so, you know, Marcus says he took the top 100 questions that he got as a pool salesman, like swimming pool salesman, took the top questions he got. And the question was the blog topic. And then he answered the question.
Wow.
And of course, that's the name of the book. They Ask, You Answer. So, and it was literally that simple.
So will you explain for the audience, what was the performance of web leads for you before you implemented this strategy of focused non-salesy content versus after?
Well, before we were okay as a small volume home builder in a small town, small city. It was minimal. I would almost say zero, honestly, before we started, you know, as far as web leads. And I say that because, you know, people, if you ask people, how'd you find us? I saw your TV commercial and I've never run a TV commercial. So sometimes you don't know, but, we didn't get web leads like at all. Now as we built up the content, it took a little while, a few months, but it kind of ramped up as we built more and more content, the web traffic ramped up, to the point where, you know, if you want to talk about like sessions, traffic, performance, and I don't know all the key terms, all stuff, but it went from maybe tens per month to tens of thousands per month in terms of traffic. Yeah. Now, I don't know. You want me to go into like the kind of leads, like where, like, because now we get several viable leads a month. And again, several doesn't sound like a lot, but for a home building company, we only really need to write. We need two clients per month. So to get several leads per month, that's
right. That's it's the business important. You need.
Yeah.
So I want to take you, because understanding the journey with you, mm-hmm. you did this and you started getting your website started getting traffic, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And you started to get leads. But let's talk about, because you got leads from all over the world. I mean, we had some from Africa.
Yeah.
And then you started getting, it almost backfired, right? Mm-hmm. Because we started getting so many leads, mm-hmm. and then you had to narrow it, niche it down, mm-hmm. and then narrow it down. You really narrowed it down three times. Can you just take us, for those people out there that are like, look, I want the big global impact. Or if you've got a business out there that's listening or a salesperson, like, you know, how do I actually get the conversions? Because that's really right. So you started getting lots of traffic and then you realized you had a conversion problem. Tell us about that and how your strategy was to fix that.
Okay, so the large volume of traffic, okay, there's two pieces. The large volume traffic is still good because that gives your website credibility in the overall, you know, mass of websites that are out there. So that's a good thing, except, yeah, when you're trying to manage that influx of leads that are unqualified. So we had to hire expert help for this to figure out how do we determine which ones are even in our, what do you call it? The market that we can serve. Cause we're home builders. So we're geographically very, very limited.
Right.
So we started Jadam have to help me with this one. I think we started by narrowing it sort of by zip code or area that people came from.
You started a little bit Oklahoma and then zip code.
Yeah, it was Oklahoma. Yeah, but it was part of that is you know the gurus can see where your computer is in terms of mm-hmm. where you're accessing the internet from, but that may not tell the whole story and that may not be entirely accurate. So I think the next thing was to have a reason for somebody to give you their location. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, part of going back to providing value, answering your question, whatever, but giving somebody something valuable enough that they will give you where they're located or their email address or their phone number or something like that. And so we created downloadable materials that were really, I guess, more organized versions and more better formatted versions of some of the blogs that were more put together in a little bit more valuable, streamlined format that people could, you know.
So I want to make sure we're hearing this so that our audience is this. So what he did is he created the blogs. And from the blogs, he answered the 100 questions. He got too much traffic, but he's saying valuable traffic. So he got traffic, which gave validity. So we talked about, right, what was one of the steps? Brand authority. It gave him brand authority. Then he took those blogs and created ebooks. And so he had blogs and ebooks worthy of the person to give him their contact information, right, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to even narrow down further who was kicking tires, just wanted information, and who was ready to buy. Now, I don't know, listeners, I hope you're hearing this. How many of you get sold, hey, I can get you X amount of leads? So the leads may give you brand recognition, but they may not give you revenue.
Yep.
And Tim is being very nice here, but I'm going to tell you, you should have been in the conversations when he had to work with us on what he cared about. And in all of those meetings, as CEO and owner of the company, he cared about what, Jada?
My guess is it bringing in revenue?
Revenue, I don't know. That's right. Because you don't have a company if you don't have revenue. So the conversion and the revenue. He didn't care how many people Well, he did care if it led to revenue, right? He wasn't trying to get famous. He was trying to run a company. So this is, he was building content to do that. Anyway, so I love that. I also heard, Tim, that from those blogs, you've now expanded those. And now that you've been doing this for you've been on this game now for what, about 6 years?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, longer than that, I think. But okay. Yeah.
So you have been building this, and you now, last I checked, over 250 blogs on that website, 6 ebooks. Now that you've built that content specifically for a target market, tell me this. When you meet with clients, how has that helped when the client has already gone through that? Tell me how that helps you and your sales team.
That, okay. And I'm not a natural trained salesperson, not professional. I'm not in that, right? So one of the things, in fact, Jerry is the one who introduced me to this concept. Selling is more about sorting. You know, it's more about qualifying, more about talking to the right people than trying to get people convinced that, you know something or got something that they really, really need. So when people come in that then I sit down with them, they're pretty far down the process, but we still have to create something that they value. That something being a home design and then build a house that they value. And we do just like everybody that we're talking to today, you have a way that you do it. It's your particular model, whether that's based on your personality or whatever that identity is. And you want to talk to people who are compatible, who match that already.
Yeah.
And you don't have to convince them. When I sit down with someone to first create a home design, and we're going to ask them, by the way, to commit several thousand dollars before we create that home design. When they sit down and say, and we start having this conversation, I start talking about something that they've answered a question. I asked a question and they say, oh yeah, yeah, I read that on your blog, or, oh yeah, I saw that in your ebook, or I watched that video about that on your website. You realize that sorting process has produced for you in that moment a client who already believe in your philosophy. They already know you because you've been transparent and honest and helpful and all that, and not salesy and advertisy and all that kind of stuff, trying to be everything to everybody. You realize that you're speaking to someone who already speaks your language. They're already connected. They already know you. They know me. I don't know them, right? It's kind of a little weird, but the other thing that you realize in that moment is that you're not having to sell or convince or take time with someone that you really don't honestly want to work with, because they're, that's a thing. And so it kind of does both things for you, but oh my gosh, that streamlines the process, especially for somebody who's not a sales professional. Cause I'm not. It's amazing. It's amazing how helpful that is.
I love that. I love that. So you help educate them, which helps sets the expectation, and it helps them sort you first.
It does. It helps them. Yeah. It helps them identify. You talked about it a little bit in the story that you told about how they, I think, see themselves in some of what we're talking about on the blog. Cause a lot of that stuff, you're answering a question by telling a story about, oh, well, this is what happened when it went like this, or this is what we did, or, whatever. This is why you want this kind of septic system or that kind, or
right.
Which stuff that just sounds awfully boring. But if you're,
but they can, it matters to them.
It does. That's exactly right. It matters to them.
And right. They need to know. I heard a rumor that of all the 250 blogs, that the number one blog is what for your company, like 5 years running?
I think it's the septic system one about aerobic septic systems. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I have to say a little something about this because I talk about this a lot, you guys, when I'm speaking and teaching. And that is, this is something that I want to highlight. As sales professional, business owner, sole proprietors, oftentimes we get so arrogant, honestly, and ego-driven about we know what they want to hear, we know what's important to them, etc. But here's the thing. I oftentimes, when I'm teaching how to build on land classes, ask everybody, hey, you guys in the room, and by the way, the people in the room are industry people, title companies, realtors, and lenders. And I say, hey, as a home builder, what blogs do you think I need to create in order to get everybody to come to my website? And what do you guys think they say, right, Jada? They say, pretty kitchens and pretty bathrooms and floor plans. Show all the floor plans. Give away all your pricing. That's what they want. And then I say, that's not what they want.
You'd be surprised.
It's not, right? It's like, that's not what they're interested in. For our particular client, what they're interested in is how the septic works. Now, I make a joke of that and say, right, if you don't know how to go potty and that's going to work, the rest doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But what this illustrates, more importantly, as you guys are listening, please do not make the assumption. So those questions that Tim asked came from not a place of wanting to showboat and show off his expertise. It came from a heart to serve, answering the questions people were asking. So I really want you to think about it, that. What are they really asking? What do they want to know? He did a great job at that. I love the, I don't know what I'm going to do, team, when they say the septic is knocked off the porch is number one, but it may never be, may never be. So something to think about there. Now, hey, Tim, so at Turner & Son Homes, you guys have done, you know, our podcast is about the referral roadmap. And you guys have done a fabulous job as a team of creating a robust referral nation, if you will, raving fans to refer you. But let me ask you, do you think that the content that you created has been helpful to your referral partners, not just to the clients?
Well, yeah, I'm so part of that, I think, right, is you want to make your referral partner a hero.
Yes.
You want to make them, you know, they want to, that's how they're going to attract their clients. And of course, that's, you want them to refer to you. So, okay, if you're a real estate agent and you're out there doing your thing, I don't know how many custom, you know, design, build, rural, kind of, I need a custom home clients you're going to get in a year's time, right? That's probably not how you're building your business. But when you do get one, you want to know, they're going to ask you about septic systems or something.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you do every day. And you need to have a resource for that. So, you know, if we can be the resource to help you, if our referral partner says, oh, you know what, I don't know the answer to this question, but I know how to get it answered. And here's how, and here's what I found, and here's this helpful and all that stuff. Then it helps them look like the hero. And then that's going to obviously endear them to us, to the extent that we're helping them. Maybe we're helping them get a sale that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And man, that'll sure warm the hearts of any referral partner, is
right,
a sale that you wouldn't have got otherwise, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that. The other thing that you've done, Tim, and I went searching just to see, and I have yet to find. So if anybody finds this, let Jada and I know. But you also created a tab on your website for CE classes, helping educate your referral partners on how to grow their business. Now, that's creating content to a referral partner at a level that is not seen anywhere else in America yet.
Yeah.
Where made you come up with that harebrained crazy idea?
Well, I mean, I had some help, right, Athena?
Right.
So it's being helpful,
right.
One. It just extends to if my referral partner's business is healthy and growing, right, and they're my referral partner, that by definition extends to me. Now, that doesn't mean I get every one of them or even get maybe a tenth of them or a hundredth of them. But if I get one that I wouldn't have gotten before because we were top of mind or because we were helpful and they, you know, the whatever that's called, that psychological thing, reciprocity, mm-hmm, where they want to give back because we gave to them. Mm-hmm. It's not a quid pro quo kind of thing, mm-hmm, right? It's just, yeah, hey, I'm giving you this. And if it comes back to me, great. I mean, and it will. You can't tie it to any particular event. I think that's part of the mentality of that is you just got to go out there and do it and give it away. Now, the other thing is, and this is a little bit harder edged, I think, but as home builders, we're not supposed to like realtors, right, real estate agents, and right, they're not supposed to like us, right?
Right.
And I think part of that is the ego of I'm the home builder. I'm creating this thing. It's mine. I'm creating it and I'm in charge and I'm the center of attention and all that stuff. And you get a little bit of ego conflict there. And the other thing is that home builders don't want to pay the real estate agent, right, because they see it as a negative. They see it as it's a cost I got to pay. Which it's not. Hopefully, not to be home builders watching this, but it's.
Or maybe they should. Let's help them out too.
I mean, you're getting a deal, a client that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So how's that? It's a net positive. Okay, yeah. So we recognize that, we understand that, but if our competition doesn't, then it just makes us look even better in the eyes of our referral network that we care about them. And part of that is, okay, part of it is that, like I said, that hard edged piece of, yeah, it makes us more competitive, but part of it is because, yeah, we do want to help them because if they grow, we grow. And that's, it all kind of comes back around that we're all going to grow together. The pie gets bigger. We don't have to, doesn't matter how big a piece you get if the pie keeps getting bigger.
Well, I love this. So you've created not only content so that the people building the house can be educated, seen, and feel valued before they come in, and they can weed you out and weed themselves out, understand. And you've built content that's helpful to make your referral partner the hero and to help their business. I mean, that's quite a strategy. And as we're wrapping up here, you know, we started with the number one result, and that is getting conversion and revenue. Without giving numbers, has this strategy impact your business?
Oh, well, it saved the business. But number one, we changed our business model from the standard regular home builder to build on your land. And it was not going well for a while. Okay. You know, you and I used to go out and nail signs up on telephone poles on, yes, Sunday morning. And man, if there's not something that'll motivate you to figure something out, that'll do it.
That's it.
This saved us and we don't have to do the nail up signs anymore, which is awesome. But then it also has helped us grow over time to where, you know, we set a sales goal. I don't know. We had a sales goal for a while that we never hit annual. And then 1 year we beat it pretty substantially by probably 25 or 30%. And then I would say since that time, our sales revenue has not been something that we've had to worry about.
Right.
And if that doesn't, that may be the,
yep,
for me, maybe the biggest impact thing is just, oh, wow, sales isn't my problem for once.
Wow. So those of you who are listening, you just heard a business owner say one of the components that allowed him to have peace of mind about sales is this approach. Now, I know there's more components to that This is one component of the 10 steps of what we call the non-stoppable sales engine that Tim and I are passionate to share with business owners. And we teach and we coach. But this is one component that without this, we couldn't have had that success. So we wanted to make sure that you shared that. Now, Tim, two things as we kind of wrap up with you. Is there anything that you want to tell that salesperson, sales leader, startup, or business owner about content before we wrap up today?
I'm going to go back to something. I want to reemphasize something that I said at the beginning. Don't be salesy. Just make it helpful. Just give it away. Give it away. Give it away the knowledge and the understanding that you have. People are hesitant to do that because they think, well, if I give away all my secrets, they'll go out and do it themselves. And I always say, man, if it was that easy, can I come to your work and in a day you can just tell me how to do it and then I can do it as good as you can? Of course not, right?
No.
I mean, I don't know, you know. So don't be afraid to give away the good stuff, the knowledge and the understanding, because it just demonstrates, number one, it demonstrates who you are and that you might be somebody that they would want to work with. But it also, it helps those people identify you, and you will be talking to more of your target audience and fewer of those who aren't. So,
awesome. Thank you for that. Now, Tim, if somebody wants to reach out to you, I know that you're a part of our coaching business, but what if somebody is like, look, you know what, Athena, I hear you all the time, but I'm really more interested in talking to Tim about his more intellectual side, how he implemented the 10-part system or this content. Tim, do you mind if Jada shares your Athena Captain email so they can reach out to you?
I'd love for you to do that. Yes.
All right. So we are going to do that for you. For listeners today, what we're going to do is, and by the way, we've never done this before, so this is exciting. We're opening up Tim Turner, so you can email him at tim@athenacaptain.com. That'll be in our show notes. Send him your questions. You know, I know we can schedule a phone call with him, and he would be happy to discuss that with you and how that works. But Tim, on the home building side, people, if somebody's listening right now and they're like, you know what, that's the home builder for me, how do they reach out to you? How do we do that?
Well, you could call on the phone. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Do I say the phone number or do you type it in the show notes? Do it. You
know? We can put it in the show notes.
Okay, put it in the show notes. Sorry, I'm not good at this. Call on the phone. Our website, turnerandsonhomes.com. Great place to start. Obviously, all that info and answers to all those questions are on there, all those blogs and that sort of thing.
Excellent. So you guys, those of you who are listening to this and said, man, I wish I could see that, go to the Turner and Son Homes website. Even if you're not in Oklahoma, we're not your builder, go look what he's done. Go check it out and go see that. Very important. So often, right, we read something in a book and we're like, I wonder what that looks like executed. Here it is. Here's the real life example. And if you're in Oklahoma and you're thinking about building on land, give us a call. We will do everything we can to be of help to you. So, Jada, what's next?
That's a great question. We always get the question of how do we stay connected? So throughout the week, you can join the Success Revolution. It is our weekly blog fueled by relationships, referral, and revenue. We'll make sure to link that in the show notes below as well, so you can subscribe and get those weekly helpful tips straight to your inbox. Then another way is liking and subscribing to this podcast wherever you're listening. That way you can join us next week as Athena brings real talk and real strategies on staying relevant, how to adapt to evolving customer preferences. Perfect. And we'll see you next week.